Good morning.
Good morning. Great to have you on the show. Really excited for the games that are coming up this weekend. But, I mean, the main reason we want to get you on to talk about your memories of playing in World Club games, Jason. Well, I guess should we go chronologically? Is that probably the easiest way of doing this?
Yeah, that's fine.
Let's go back to 1992. And I'm imagining it must have been, you were only 18 then, but this must have been one of your first games for Wigan when you played the Broncos at Central Park, was it?
Yeah, it certainly was. You know, just a lot of excitement. You know, it's one of the biggest clubs in the world. And, you know, as a player, it's great. You want to test yourself against the best.
Nothing like being thrown in. I mean, what was it like when you walked out at Central Park that night? Do you remember the occasion? Do you remember much about the game? Or did it fly past?
Yeah, I suppose the big games tend to fly past and you just want to get involved early doors. But, you know, you remember the build-up. You remember the excitement. You know, this is a great opportunity, you know, for fans to come down to see some of the world's best players. Players they don't normally see, you know, week in, week out. And see their beloved Wigan, you know, playing against them. So, yeah, it's just a lot of excitement. And you want to put in a good account of yourselves.
I've just been watching back. We talked to Steve Hampson before. He was talking about the brawls in his games. one or two tasty moments in this one as well. I've just been watching the video. I can't see where were you in the brawls when they ensued?
Yeah, probably in the stand. I was known for my quick feet, not my quick hands.
Speaking of footage, I was interested to know about this because obviously nowadays a lot of video kicking around, laptop analysis of games, and you can study your opponents. What about back then? How did you know what to expect from the Broncos? Could you have seen them? Did you prep in that sense?
Yeah, we did actually. I always remember John Mooney, you know, used to be quite meticulous with, you know, videos. We didn't have the same access as the players do now, but we're still aware of, you know, the players, the team. I mean, Brisbane were, you know, a Wigan in Australia, basically. You know, we knew they had some big names, some big players. And, yeah, we did our homework, but it's one thing doing your homework, is another thing, you know, trying to stop them on the day. So, you know, the guys this week, you know, they certainly will have done their homework, and, you know, I'm looking forward to a fantastic game.
94 over in Brisbane, 50,000 there in that stadium. What do you remember about that game and your try in that game?
Yeah, just, you know, this was, you know, sort of labelled as a bit of a David and Goliath. You know, we were sort of written off. Everybody expected Brisbane to win, and, you know, going out there, there was a lot of excitement. There was a bit of fear factor as well. We wanted to give a good account of ourselves, and, you know, what an amazing atmosphere it was that night. A great night to play rugby, and, you know, against sort of all the odds, you know, we pulled together some good tries from BJ Mather, Dennis Betts, myself, but the atmosphere was amazing. And coming up against the likes of, you know, Steve Renoff, Wendell Saylor, Langer, G, Lazarus, you know, there's some real big names over there. And we got, you know, what was one of Wigan's biggest wins, most famous wins. And, you know, I rate that up as one of the best wins, one of the best games I've ever played in.
Wow. What do you reckon this weekend?
Well, it's going to be tough. There's no doubt about it. Wigan haven't started off as strongly as they would have liked. But at the same time, you know, I think this is just what they need. They're playing against, you know, Brisbane, who finished eighth last year. That said, it's going to be very tough. They've got some great players in there. You know, there's been talk about, you know, the newly expanded World Club Series and should it be done. But, you know, for me, it's got to be done. You know, people want to see the best teams, the best players playing against each other. And this is a great opportunity to get Wigan back on track and hopefully a famous win.
Jason, it's been great talking to you. Thanks for giving up your time on the show this morning. Appreciate
You're welcome.
It. Cheers, Jason.
Cheers, mate. Bye-bye.